and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramwinmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Discover the value of convenience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, or buy, we have industry-leading club car vehicles for every need. Our mobile service truck brings maintenance directly to you, ensuring stress-free service. Plus, with our simple financing options, owning a club cart has never been easier. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to explore our inventory and learn more.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. Let me get to Matthew. Matthew, how are you, Matthew? Good to have you.
Hey, Mr. Walt Deptula. It's great to talk to you again, sir.
Same here, Matthew. Thank you.
Hey, I've been listening the past few weeks. I just been to sit back and, just bide my time to call in, to have a good explanation of the season. And I finally have come up to it. It's called humbleness.
Okay.
It's a humbleness for our fan base. It got rid of the bandwagon fans, and it got the true fans back to appreciation of how good we were and how good we can be if we put our faith back into Dabo like we should. I've never wavered, but I want to bring this thing up, and I think this is an element that I think nobody else has talked about Tony Elliott, how important he was to us. And I called a couple years ago, and I told people they're going to keep on. They're going to run Tony Elliott off, and we're going to be screwed with just Jeff Scott. Not saying Jeff Scott ain't good, and not saying nothing about Jeff, but you know what? You get what I'm saying, and I'll let you talk.
Matthew, I can just tell you, sitting in this chair, it was like near unanimous. Just people wanted Tony Elliott gone. They hated Tony Elliott. I mean, I'm just telling you how it is. I mean, you know, people did not like.
I flat out remember.
Yeah, they wanted him gone.
I was one of those guys that took up for him. You know, yep. I told everybody, you know, he's a very intelligent.
Oh no, yeah, no question. There's no question about Tony Elliott's intelligence. I think people just felt he was Attila the Hun. They felt he was just too conservative, and they blamed him for that. But he's going to Virginia, and he's either reinvented himself or what, because he doesn't look too conservative now. He looks like a guy who knows exactly what he's doing.
He kept looking up like we all should. You know, we kept looking up and kept grinding, and he's got that program up there going, and I could not be more prouder than for Tony. I truly can't.
Yeah, he's a great human being.
I got to meet him.
Yeah, great human being.
Great guy, exactly. He took the words right out of my mouth. Great person.
You know what else? I interviewed Tony Elliott a few times on air, and I think people thought that Tony was this dry person who never spoke, but he was actually a great interview.
Well, I know something. When I met him, I got to get the gab, as you can see. So he immediately conversated with me for a second, and treated me like a normal person, you know, because he has a lot on his plate at the time, you know, and talked to me and gave me a few minutes of his time when I seen him, and I was very impressed with that, man. You know, little things like that go a long way in character.
No question.
I think Dabo misses him. I think Dabo didn't want to hold him back and told him to go chase his dreams to be a head coach. But deep down, I think Dabo really, really knew that was going to be a problem.
Hey, I think people would love to have Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott back.
Yes, Dabo is not an X and O guy, and he relied on Tony because Tony loved Dabo, and Dabo loved Tony. He relied on him. When he said this, he took it to the bank and agreed, and Dabo was able to do other things that makes him great as a coach. So have a great
Thank
night,
you, Matthew.
Guys. Be humble, everybody, and remember that we can be back on the mountain again. That's just a little time. Just a little time.
Thank you, Matthew. I think Deb was more of an X and O coach than people think, though. I think Deb Sweeney is a very smart guy. I think to a degree he's been set in his ways, but his ways have worked. So when your ways have worked, why wouldn't you be set in your ways? I mean, Deb Sweeney is a true believer in himself, and I think it has really served him well. I also think that he has come face to face now with the fact that some change is going to need to be made to stay near the top of the college football world. I think that's what it's going to take. Part of the issue is, you know, I heard a little discussion with Will Vandevoort earlier, and Will was basically lamenting the fact that, you know, Clemson can't keep up with Ohio State. It's not about keeping up with Ohio State. I mean, I don't think we should single out one or two schools and say, well, those schools have more money than everybody else, and we can't compete with them. Whether that's true or not, you know, we'll find out down the line. I mean, maybe we are creating a world of Los Angeles Dodgers in college football. But the problem is that there are a lot of other schools who Clemson can more than compete with who have caught Clemson. That's the problem. That's what I see as the problem. It's not – right now, Ohio State's not Clemson's issue. Clemson's nowhere near Ohio State right now. So that's not the issue. The issue is, you know, how not to lose to Duke. That's the issue. In my mind. The issue is how not to lose to SMU. How not to lose to, you know, teams of that ilk. I think that's the problem. And I think too many people in the league were catching up to Clemson. Which is why I think the portal, again, listen. I've said this before. I said it when I brought up Harvard Penn the other day. I think Dabo Sweeney is the best leader of any college football program. He graduates kids. He does everything he'd like. I think that all of these things remain true. I think that if you want to win at the highest level, though, you're going to have to hit the portal because this is the world we're living in. And it's just that everybody else is taking advantage of it. And if you don't take advantage of it, not just do other people gain on you, but you slip back as a result. And that's happened. I mean, I think it's inarguable that that's happened. The program has slipped some. And it's not just a one-year thing. It's a more than one-year thing. This team was not winning any national championship last year, the year before, the year before. I mean, there were some awful offensive seasons here. Awful. With two quarterbacks. You know, and it's how you get back. It's what you have to do to get back. And the old way is just not going to work now because there's this massive resource of proven college players that exists that everybody else is tapping into. And if you don't tap into it, you're not going to compete. You know, just think about like some of the things Coach Sweeney has said during the year. He talked about, you know, a play here, a play there, you know, one play away. Well, okay, that's the difference between winning and losing. And therefore, you know, if you had added three more portal players, then maybe you would have won those games. You know, I think that's the nature of where we are now. You know, I'm not saying you have to do the Ole Miss thing. I don't think Clemson's ever going to do that, and nor would I want them to do that. I just think the reality of the world you live in right now says that you are going to have to tap into the portal if you want to compete at the highest level. If you want to sort of restake your claim to the ACC and restake your claim nationally as a team that is a contender. Because Clemson has not been a legitimate national title contender for at least 5 years, 6 years. That's the reality. And you want to get back to that level, you're going to have to use the portal, and you're going to have to use it with some expertise, not just randomly. You know, and you know, you're going to have to change your tempo because this is not going to, this, you know, Ben brought this up yesterday. This function in high school football recruiting versus recruiting college players out of the portal, it doesn't work the same way. This is quick game. This is you have to act because other people are going to. And so you're not going to be able, you may not necessarily be able to vet people to that same degree. I don't know. You know, but if you don't, if you're not aggressive, you could still, I mean, you could decide to use the portal and still not win the portal. Clemson needs to use the portal and win in the portal. And you know, we just don't know how any of that is going to play out. But that's going to affect the immediate future. It just is. Next year is going to be dependent. Look, there's a base, okay? Assuming that you maintain these guys. Assuming that, you know, which might be more difficult this year. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that either. But I think you have some staple guys on defense. And I think those staple guys are, right now, to me, like Adams and Green and Brown and Lawson and we don't know what Will Held's plans are. Probably him. I think these are some of the guys that you have to make sure that you return. And then offensively, obviously, there's some guys like that too. That you're going to need to return. Gideon Davidson, you'll need him. You'll need the receivers. You're going to need a couple of those offensive linemen. I think there's a decent athleticism base on the offensive line for Clemson next year. Listen, what I'm saying is, look, I think there are enough parts that are talented on this football team that if they're supplemented with the right pieces, you know, Clemson might regain some of that footing and go back to being a 10-plus win team. If you fail to do that, then I think you start getting locked into this 6-6 realm. So, in a way, next season's going to be the most interesting season of the Dabo Sweeney era. And in a way, it's going to be certainly the most interesting season in terms of portal usage. I'm excited because It's a whole bunch of new players to scout and talk about in relation to what we anticipate Clemson doing. But it's going to be an essential. It's not, to me, I don't think there's any other way around that. I think it's just you're going to have that if you want to compete. Even if you want to stay where you are in the ACC, I mean, I think it's going to take that because other people are using it to great advantage. Now, look, does it always work? I don't know. I mean, did it work with Mensa at Duke? I think it did in terms of how he's played, basically. But I don't think that team was good enough, and they're really bad defensively. But, you know, Duke allegedly paid $4 million for Mensa. $4 million. You know, I don't know what Clemson's willing to spend in the portal. Clemson's going to lose a lot of big-dollar guys. So I think there's money to pursue these guys. And I don't know, you know, what you need, and I don't know what the going rate is going to be. I mean, again, it's been suggested that Sam Leavitt has set that rate by his worth being allegedly $3 million. I guess we'll see. But then what's a $4 million quarterback look like? What's a $2 million quarterback look like? I don't know. But I do know this. Clemson's going to have one of those guys. I think that's where it starts. I think people can talk about everything else they want. And there are other needs. You need a defensive end. You need more linebacker help. You need secondary help. You need more offensive line help. I think you need another receiver. I don't think you can go into next year counting on the fact that Wesco is going to be available. I don't see how you can. You don't know that answer. You're not going to know that answer until the spring. So I don't think you can count on that. And I'm not sure you can count on anything. You can't count on the fact that guys won't be leaving. I think Clemson's going to need to add another receiver. We don't know what they're going to do from a coaching standpoint. But when you start to think about need areas, I think this team has lots of needs. Lots of needs. I think there are needs at every level of the defense. I think there are clearly offensive football needs. I think that's obvious. Again, there are some guys who I think are staple guys that you have to make sure you maintain. But in terms of what Clemson's going to be next season, you're going to need to add a substantial number of pieces, in my mind, if you really want to compete at the highest level. And I think it starts with quarterback. You know, we put the poll up. I think 60-some percent of people right now are saying that the starting quarterback is not on this team. Again, I don't want to in any way suggest that Christopher Vezina can't win a competition. I think the little we saw from Vezina in his one start was really good. But he's going to need competition for that position, which will make him and the quarterback you bring in better. And then let the best man win. That's how it has to work. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your basement waterproofing and crawl space repair experts. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time, so call Canty today. 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. Free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your interior, exterior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. These things are all bad. Call Canty, 1-803-373-0949. View their website, cantycanfixit.com. Tell them I sent you. You'll 100% thank me later. Quick break.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Folks, this is it. PhD Weight Loss right now is running their best deal ever for Black Friday, and it's only happening right now. They're waiving the consultation fee. They're putting 2 weeks free onto the program, and they're even covering the cost of the food. And when you mention the promo word best deal, you'll get a discount so good, I'm not even allowed to say it right here on the air. You know, with PhD Weight Loss, you hear it all the time. It's the holidays, the pounds are coming back on, and the start of the new year. I don't even have the energy to go and attack my New Year's resolutions. But with PhD Weight Loss and the best deal ever right now, there's no better time to attack the holidays. There are no drugs, no starvation diets, no endless cardio, just a smarter way backed by science that fits in real life. All you need to do right now is mention the promo word best deal when you call, and you'll get all of the discounts that I mentioned previously in this ad. I lost 50 pounds on the program with PhD Weight Loss, and you can do so and then some. Call PhD Weight Loss today, mention best deal, and feel incredible about yourself through the holidays and beyond. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 5.99% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends July 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13% to 17.9% will apply. See website for details.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has all the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats right at your fingertips, get personalized parlays built just for you, and with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Walter up to the Road Rage. Let me tell you about my guy Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the help you deserve. Again, Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. And by the way, like so many of our other advertisers, Nick comes up big in Tigers for Tatas every year. Every year he donates merchandise that I auction off, and we raise massive amounts of money. So you ought to know who you're dealing with. DUI, been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. Could disrupt your entire life. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to represent you. Call Nick Lavery. He'll help you. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident. Don't do as I did. Call Nick Lavery. Find out. Find out your rights. Make sure your rights are protected. Make sure your health is protected. Trust me, the insurance companies are not going to be looking out for you. They're going to want you to sign off on any accident. Don't sign anything until you talk to Nick Lavery. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And finally, parenting is hard, and it's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. It just means you need to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online nicklaverylaw.com. You'll thank me later. Simpsonville Todd. Todd, how are you?
Good, Walt. Thanks for taking my question. I hope you're doing great today.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
I've got a couple of questions, and I haven't talked to you in a while. I don't know if you remember me. But,
I do.
A couple of questions I have to ask you is, you know, I think you've asked me before if I was Carolina or Clemson. I'm mediocre on both.
Okay.
But I have a question on Carolina. If Beamer goes 7-5, 8-4, 9-3 next year, I know you've talked about him getting fired. Do you think they still keep him?
I think
if he don't make the playoffs.
You see, I think the comment he made is going to resurface and is going to haunt him if he has a 7-5 type record. I just think it is. You know, he basically guaranteed that South Carolina is making the playoffs next year. That's what he did. I mean, we all know that's what he was saying. So if he fails to accomplish that, I think it'll be used against him without question.
Okay.
So, you know, now, look, if he goes 9-3 and fails to accomplish it, then he'll be fine. But if he goes 7-5 and doesn't make the playoff, which he's not going to with a 7-5 record, then I think that line is going to come up and haunt him over and over again. And I think that line will be used to dismiss him.
Okay. Well, the second question I have going to Clemson, if you need, I know you said something about Lane Kiffin and the way he does the portal and stuff.
Yep.
But he does have him projected maybe in the playoffs.
Yep.
If Clemson went that way and they was in the playoffs and doing all this portal stuff, would the fans be mad at Dabo for doing that?
I don't think Clemson fans want to be Ole Miss. I think they're two different areas and two different need base. I mean, Ole Miss hasn't won any championships. Dabo Sweeney's won two national championships doing it the way he used to do it. I think from Dabo Sweeney's standpoint, he still values culture. He still cares about all these things. And I think he wants to – I think he's going to integrate more, but I think it's still going to be guarded. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the over-the-top – total transformation that you've seen at Ole Miss. And again, I think Ole Miss is set up to do that. I mean, that's probably my biggest question with Lane Kiffin. Can he go somewhere else, and will one of these other schools be willing to set up the same type of system with the same type of funding for him to be able to do what he's doing? Because I'm not entirely sure he can even recruit high school football.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. But he makes some of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen.
In-game decisions, Todd, are unbelievable. I mean,
I agree.
You know, that Ole Miss Oklahoma game, his team won. But he, honestly, Ole Miss should have beat Oklahoma by 40. I mean, he just made dumb. I mean, this guy's over on the sideline hitting himself in the head.
I agree. I think he could have won a national championship by now, but he makes the dumbest decisions where he can't win one.
That's right. I think that's right.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
Have a good evening.
Yep, you too, Todd. Yeah, I mean, that's my biggest issue with Lane Kiffin. You know, you talk about just oddball, ridiculous decisions. I mean, and the thing is, he hasn't improved in that area. You know, you go back to that Alabama game a few years ago where he lost, where he just kept going on fourth down from his own territory and just nuttiness. He's still doing these things. I mean, you know, that's the dilemma for me. He's been insulated in that regard because he's been coaching at what I view as an outlier. I view Ole Miss as an outlier, and he's been somewhat protected and insulated by that fact. In other words, you can make those sort of goofball outlier decisions at an outlier school. Can you do it under the glare, the aquarium lights of Florida or LSU? I don't think you can. Not and sustain. And again, I think that, and I don't know what, I think I know what Bengal John thinks about this. I think he thinks that, you know, LSU can play that same game with the transfer portal. And maybe they can. They did last year. What did they bring in, like 19 guys? Whatever it was. They hit the portal hard. You may be able to do that same type of thing at LSU that Lane Kiffin was able to do at Ole Miss. Can you do it at Florida? I'm less sure that you can, which to me means that the best fit for LSU, the best non-Ole Miss fit for LSU, for Lane Kiffin, is still LSU. Although, honestly, I think the best fit for him is right where he is. But, you know, he's such sort of a goofball, and he's always looking for greener grass and that type of thing. I don't know. But the other part is, like I said, can Lane Kiffin recruit high school players? Does he even want to? Does he even want to? See, I think this is the unanswered question about Lane Kiffin. I think everyone's looking at Lane Kiffin and think, man, he just wins 10 games at Ole Miss. That's awesome. Well, it is, but you have to dive deeper into how he's winning 10 games at Ole Miss. Is he doing it through high school recruiting? Not really. He's mainly doing it through this massive portal exercise. And so can he go to another school and do that? Will another school allow him to do that? See, I don't know the answer to that. I almost think Florida won't, not to that degree. LSU maybe, because they did it last year. But Kiffin goes to a level that nobody else was going to, with the possible exception of Deion Sanders, but that thing's all blown up. So I don't know what to make of Kiffin in that regard. I think that's an additional question that you have to consider with Lane Kiffin when you evaluate whether he's going to work at your school or not. I don't think you can just assume that he is, because I don't know that to be true. Let me tell you about AMPM Farms. Hey, look, when we say farm to table, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore, the owners, they own a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. True farm to table market, 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. This is a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in the country is using these things that you don't want to be eating. Trust me when I tell you, best selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate as well. I have had it all, okay? I have had the tomahawk steaks. I have had the filet mignon. I have had the dry aged ribeye. I have had T-bone. I have had the weekly burger flights, the hamburger in bulk. I have had it all, and there's nothing like it. Once you buy AMPM Farms beef, you are never buying. You're never going back to wherever you're getting it from right now. Trust when I tell you, go there. You'll thank me later. 100%, you'll thank me later. Organic chicken, homemade sausages, 3 convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Travelers Rest, 7 days a week they're open. This is a true farmer's market that's open 7 days a week, not 15 minutes at an inconvenient time. Their market also has 70 local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild Game weekends include game like Bison Burgers, Elk Tenderloin, Alligator Lamb, Goats. I know Seminole Ted goes there and loves the Wild Game weekends. Hey, listen, whether you're tailgating, whether you're thinking about holiday season, and you want to put the ultimate meal on your table, trust me, get to AMPM Farms. Their butchers are all professional cooks as well, and they will be glad to help you with a particular cut of meat or instructions on how to cook any cut of meat. They're just incredibly patient and accommodating. Visit one of the three locations in Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road in Greenville on Lawrence Road or Travelers West South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. That's who they are, and they're better than anybody else. Trust me, like I said, once you try their steak, you're never going back to wherever you get steak from now. Also, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. Voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 25. Not fifth best or third best, best. And there's only one best. There aren't four best. There's one best, and it's Roto-Rooter. And everybody knows it. And it's been Roto-Rooter for a million years. The Roto-Rooter nationally has been in operation for nearly 100 years. In the upstate, the same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchise for over 40 years, treating people the right way. They saved Ramona. They saved me. We both had water heater issues, and they came to our help and aid. They're your most trusted local plumber. They're the only plumber you actually know. Over 1,100 five-star reviews. No one's close. 40 years in business. Open 24/7, 365. That's right. A live human being will answer your call and direct help on the way to you. Commercial and residential plumbing. Full-service plumbing. This is what they do. Sewer and drain cleaning. They do plumbing. They don't do anything else. They don't do electrical work. They don't do anything else. They're masters of their craft. They do plumbing, and they do plumbing better than anybody else does. So no matter what your issue is, whether it's a septic tank issue, whatever it is, trust me when I tell you, you will need the number. You may not need it today. You may not need it next week, but you may need it 3 weeks from now or 6 weeks from now. So you want to make sure you have this number on your phone. I'm not here 24 hours a day, so I'm giving it to you now. Put it on your phone. Put it on your refrigerator, old style. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. On the web, rotorooter.com, rotorooter.com. All right. People can get on in. You know, people always complain you can't get in the show. You can get in right now. You know what you want to talk about? 654-7627. We're talking Clemson football and what Clemson football might look like next year. Some of the guys who I think are going to be important to this football team next year and where additions need to be made. And I think they need to be made in most places. Certainly at the third level of the defense, I think you need additional linebacker help. I think you need additional defensive end help. I think you need additional offensive line help. I think you need another receiver. I know that's when people are going to leave out because they're going to assume Wesco is going to be a all go. I can't assume that. Do you need an experienced running back? I don't know. Maybe not, but probably wouldn't hurt either. It's just how deep do you dive? And obviously, I think you desperately are going to need to add a quarterback. You have to add a quarterback to this mix. You cannot go into next year with Christopher Vezina and Denson and Tate or whatever. You have to upgrade that position. You have to bring in another proven commodity to compete for that position. Quick break.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan?
David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Newteek Boutique and Four Men on Exchange on Pendleton Square have great new arrivals. Perfect for tailgating, refreshing your home decor, leveling up your fashion, and so much more. While you're there, be sure to check out our new fall and holiday decor items, women's boutique clothing, and gifts. Shop for yourself, a friend, or a head start on your Christmas list. It will be here before you know it. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. Thanks for shopping at Newteek Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're back. Roger writes, I'd have been worried if Franco went to Florida State, not so worried he went to Virginia Tech. He'll recruit well, but recruiting was never his issue. It was winning big games. He couldn't win them at Penn State, not convinced to win them at Virginia Tech. Yeah, I just disagree. I fundamentally disagree with that. I disagree with that whole assertion. Always have. I think he was getting closer and closer to winning a national title. I mean, he got to the national semifinal. So I just think that those are ridiculous arguments. I mean, only one team can win the national title. He didn't beat Ohio State and Michigan. That's right. And those teams went on to win the national championship. So he lost to the two best teams in the nation in consecutive seasons. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to say that means he can't win big games, I guess so. But he won big games to get to the national semifinal, didn't he? See, I just think it's craziness. He would have won the national title if his frigging quarterback could have completed a forward pass. And yet we want to ignore that. James Franklin did not make mistakes when they played Notre Dame. He did not make boneheaded decisions in the game that cost him the game. Go watch the film of the game. Drew Aller had like 10 wide open throws that he missed. He makes any one of those throws and Penn State plays Ohio State for the national championship. He plays competently at quarterback and Penn State wins the national title. Who had the two best players in the nation? It was Penn State. It was Warren and it was Abdul Carter. How'd they get to Penn State? The Stork bring them? No. And by the way, Ohio State didn't raise their quarterback. They brought one in. One that Kansas State didn't even want. And he turned out to play great. I think sometimes we overcomplicate this stuff, and we also want our own narratives, and I get why that narrative exists to an extent, but if you actually track what Franklin did at Penn State, he was getting closer and closer and closer. That's what was happening. And so I think that he will 100% turn Virginia Tech into a top 10 type program. I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, the man won at Vanderbilt. You know, look, there's some seediness to that whole thing, but he won at Vanderbilt. Michael and Jason. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
How are you doing, Walt? Good.
Good to have you again, Michael. Thank you.
I want to kind of make a parallel comparison to a game in 2025 to the NFL now. The game is Clemson in Alabama, and the onside kick. Without that onside kick, I don't think Alabama beats Clemson, because they couldn't stop Deshaun Watson that night.
Yeah,
you know, they caught Clemson off guard, and now in today's NFL, you have to let the other team know that you're doing the onside kick if you're trailing.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the stupidest things I ever heard. That's like telling them, hey, I'm going to throw the ball here on first down.
Yep,
I'm going to run it here. It takes all the surprise out. It takes the you know, watching film out of it, because now you see a team that backs up. You know, back in the day, they back up, oh, we can catch them slipping here, but now you can't catch them off guard if they know it's coming. And you have to tell the refs, and they have to let the team know that it's coming.
Well, remember, Michael, the other thing they were considering was 4th and 15, right? That was the other thing they were considering as a new method of the onside kick, letting the offense run a 4th and 15 play and seeing whether you convert. I think that would have been a really bad idea, because I think it would have favored teams with better quarterbacks.
Yeah, you just throw it up and hope you get a pass interference call and get a first down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dumb. You know what? I guess my bottom line on that, Michael, is I don't ever feel so sorry for the team that's losing. You know, I mean, that's how you got there, and so I don't feel so sorry for the team that's losing. I know people complain about the percentages all the time, and I guess I get that. But if it was easy, everybody would do it. I don't want it to be easy. So, but I get your point too.
Yeah, it just takes out, okay, if I have an advantage, if I see where I have an advantage at, that's my advantage. It's not an advantage if they know it's coming.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. That's a fact. Yep. Yep.
All right, well, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Yeah, we make those rules worse and worse all the time, and it's all done under the guise of, you know, protecting players. But what it's really about is the most of those rules that we change have to do with the NFL protecting themselves from litigation. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you, as always.
Hey, Walt. Hey, you know, I would love to be a poker player with Shane Beamer across the table, wouldn't you? I mean, this guy cannot keep his cool for any amount of
That's
time.
That's pretty funny.
I mean,
yeah, so he's raising his arms. When he has a good hand, he's raising his arms up and down, and he's the automatic tell.
Well, I mean, as Kenny Rogers once said, you got to know when to hold them.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, after you choke up, you know, a 27-point lead, out in College Station. You're the first SEC team to do that since 2004 out of 287 tries. Mm-hmm. That is not the time to walk in there, strut into the podium and say, I know one thing, we're going to be watching the CFP rankings next year. Yeah. I mean, man, you just got to have some awareness, dude. There's confidence and then there's delusion.
Yeah.
And I know a lot about the latter, so I feel qualified.
I think that line, I think that line will be used against him next year. I think that I think you will see that line over and over again next year if South Carolina is not legitimately in the playoff hunt. And that was the inference. The inference was clear that they were going to be in the playoff. Yeah. That was the inference.
Well, and the thing is, you know, and I kind of talked to Kwok earlier about it, is, you know, obviously as Clemson fans, I can sympathize with a team that thought they were going to be in contention this year and then bombed. But to me, the difference is, I just thought everything, if this was the one year in South Carolina's history where they were going to do it, it was set up for this year. And even though I talked to you before the season and said, you know, I had questions, you know, I recognize the fact that, I mean, they did bring back some guys like Sellers and Stewart, and, you know, so things were set up for them to possibly do it.
But Jason, many of your questions related to the defense. I actually think the defense has been the positive part. The offense has been the problem.
Yeah, their defense has rebounded much better. You know, they're not at the level they were last season, obviously, but they have rebounded much better than I anticipated. And the offense is just, so all the stuff that, you know, we talked about with the offense as far as losing Simon, the leading receiver, and losing Rocket Sanders, we talked about that was huge. Yeah. I mean, they've never found a running back, you know. And I know Clemson's running back room is unsettled, but as much as it can be, I actually like Adam Randall. I mean, you know, as far as just a physical runner, and I like Davidson.
Sanders was a 240-pound back with long speed. I mean, he ran like a 4.40 at the combine. I mean, that's and so they had, at that point, they had two of those guys that you had to count for. They had to count for the 235-pound quarterback who's an athlete and the 240-pound running back who's an athlete, and that combo was a problem.
You know, it's so crazy, too, how, you know, a lot of my friends who are Gamecock fans, they were nervous after the bowl game. And they said, man, did Shula just tell Sellers not to run?
Yeah.
And it seemed, man, that sure does look like a harbinger now in retrospect that, I mean, it seems like Shula did something to Sellers because he's not the same dude.
Hopefully he's completely screwed up now. I mean, he's completely screwed up. And you saw that at the end of the game. I mean, you know, he's listen, there have been so many snaps this year where by the time this guy takes a shotgun snap, there are already people on him. I mean, that's been happening over and over. So he expects it every play. But you have a second and one there, and whether you expect it every play or not, you have to get rid of that ball. You have to live for the third and one run conversion. And then on fourth down, again, I guess for some of the same reasons, I mean, you have a fourth and 16. You have to, it doesn't matter who's open. You have to chuck it down the field. Maybe one of your guys makes a play. Maybe you get a DPI, but you have to chuck it down the field. You can't run for 2 yards.
Yes. Well, and that's why, too, I find Crying Shane's comments kind of weird, too, because, I mean, I would say, I mean, this isn't perfect math, but I say he's got a 1 in 3 chance of even having Sellers at quarterback. He's either going to go pro,
right,
he's going to stay in Columbia, or he's going to go somewhere else. And I would put my money on the two not being in Columbia as the best options right now. So it's like, and that guy's a physical freak that's still being considered as a top, you know, first round pick. So, I mean, I know they're excited about this Cutter Woods dude. That guy's going to get annihilated behind that offensive line if they don't improve there. And so it just makes his comments more bizarre. Listen, I want to ask you real quick about Clemson. Were you shocked? I saw the stats for snap counts, and to see that Tyler Brown only had 8 snaps against Louisville. I mean, Tristan Smith had the dropsies. Cole Turner had 41 snaps, and obviously Wesco isn't there. What in the world has happened? I know they say Tyler Brown plays behind Antonio Williams, but at some point, don't you have to get your best players on the field? I mean, can it really be that hard to coach up Tyler Brown into playing one of the other wide receiver positions in a platoon situation?
Yeah, you know, Jason, this is something we discussed last year. You know, we're back in that same conversation again. You know, I don't mean you and I necessarily, but I mean something we discussed, you know, openly last year, the fact that Clemson needed to get their best group of receivers on the field, regardless of position. And there was a move to do that. You know, I hear people talking about Tyler Brown as a must-have for next year on this list of returning guys. There's nothing in terms of how the game is played that shows that right now. There just isn't. I mean, he's not productive right now. They're choosing not to play him. It's, as you said, they're choosing to play other guys who have not proven productive over him. So I don't know what that means, but I'm not 100% sure he'll be back. I'm just not at this point. I mean, I don't know if things are working out for him as he hoped, and if you're getting to this point of the year and he's getting that snap count, that just doesn't sound like a big part of the plan. Now maybe when Antonio Williams is gone, maybe he becomes that plan.
Yeah, last question. Just curious, what do you see now when you see Cade, his mobility? I mean, you know, when we played South Carolina last year, three of the four touchdowns scored in that game were off of quarterback runs, two for Cade, one for Sellers. And I think it would be very pivotal if Cade could run around as part of the rushing attack in Columbia.
Jason,
is that realistic at this point?
I not only do I not think it's all that realistic, I don't even want to see it. Because to my mind, Jason, the change in Cade Klubnik was the injury. I think he's played the quarterback position way better post-injury because I think it anchored him to the pocket, where before he had this unwavering inclination to bail and abandon the pocket. And I think the injury prevented him from doing that, and I think it forced him to stand in the pocket and make throws. And I think he's played the position much better since he was hurt.
You know, that is a good counter. And I remember, you know, I know you've brought that up in the last several weeks. So, yeah, that's a good consideration too, Paul.
Yep, good talking, Jason, as always. Hey, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Look, they're the best, okay? Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You probably remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and we want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kind of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if you had the chance. So don't let it happen. And I know from personal experience, I've had Brian Franklin out to my property twice. It was for that reason. I had a tree topple between my house and garage. I knew I was in trouble. And had I not acted, Helene would have devastated my home and probably killed me. And because I lost like 75 trees in my wood area during that storm. Listen, let Brian advise you. The Franklin Tree Service assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured, committed to top quality work. They're simply the best. 864-947-9065. 864-947-9065. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help.